Sometimes we, if we do not know this surah of by heart and we have not placed this surah to memory, it is very, very hard for us to make wudu in some nights and then to pick up the Quran and then to read it. But if we know it of by heart and we are not in the state of purity, we can still recite Suratul Mulk. We can still recite Suratul Mulk. But it's my humble request to all brothers that the Quran, of course, the reading of the Quran without even understanding the Quran is a benefit in itself. But there are many great topics that Allah Rabbul Izzat has covered in Suratul Mulk. And that's why a person that reads Suratul Mulk with understanding, it will have a very, very strong and positive impact upon that human being. There are three important topics that Allah has covered in Suratul Mulk that come to mind. First of all, Allah Rabbul Izzat in Suratul Mulk in many verses, there's only 30 verses, but in many verses, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the control of this entire world. And true power belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Sovereignty belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He is the one that gives life and death, and He knows everything that takes place in this world. Allah says in the first, second verse, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Blessed is He, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ, in whose hand is dominion. And over everything He is competent. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ, He created death and He created life. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, so He can test you. It is for a test. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat says in the glorious Quran in Suratul Mulk, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. The one that created, do you think He does not know, while He is the subtle, the acquainted? He knows everything that is taking place in this world. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا فَامْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورُ. It is Allah Rabbul Izzat that tamed this world, tamed the planet. If Allah did not tame it, we could not walk upon it. Now Allah has tamed it by His control, by His might and His power. So Allah Rabbul Izzat says, now you can walk among its slopes. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ, and benefit from its provisions. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ, but keep in mind, resurrection is to Allah Rabbul Izzat. You have to return back to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So there are so many verses like this. And the second topic that Allah Rabbul Izzat has covered in this beautiful surah, that is a very powerful surah, we can benefit from it in this world, and especially in the grave, is that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given certain dalail. Allah has presented strong arguments. And if we study those arguments neutrally, it will direct a human being to the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُتُورٍ. It is Allah Rabbul Izzat that made seven heavens in layers. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. Do you see in the creation of the Most Merciful any inconsistency? Is there any inconsistency? مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوَتٍ فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُتُورٍ. Return your vision to the sky once again. And do you see any break in the sky? Do you see any break? Then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, ثُمَّ رُجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِعٌ وَهُوَ سِيرٌ. Return your vision twice again. You can look at the sky as many times as you want, but your vision will return humbled. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ. Allah Rabbul Izzat has beautified the lower heaven with lamps, the stars, the moon, the sun. All these great miracles, the manifestation of the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat, directs a human being to the might of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to the wahdaniyat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then the third important topic that has been covered in Suratul Mulk is those people that denied Akhirah. أَنَّا يُحْيِي وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. أَنَّا يُحْيِي وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. How can we be resurrected once we have become dust? Once the flesh is separated from the bones? How can we be resurrected? So Allah Rabbul Izzat draws a picture. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وَجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. When they will see it approaching, approaching, what is approaching? The punishment, the promises, the wa'id that Allah and Rasul made when they will see that approaching. Wujuhul ladina kafaru, you will see the faces of the disbelievers distressed. You will see fright on their faces. They will be stressed out. وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ Allah will say, that is what you used to call for. You know, we say in English, bring it on. Bring it on. This is it. Bring it on. Now you did not accept. Now you can see it with your naked eyes. Very, very important. So these are the topics that Allah Rabbul Izzat has covered in Suratul Mulk. It is a humble request to all. Try to learn this surah off by heart. Do not sleep without the recitation of Suratul Mulk. It is very, very powerful. The life of the grave is true. Adabul Qabri Haqqun. There is no doubt about it. It is clear as crystal. And a time is to come in the future, maybe the near future, maybe distant future, but it has to come when we will be placed in our grave. What is going to take place? Wallahu A'lam. So we should try to take all that we can from this world that can grant us some type of security in the grave. And Surat Mulk is one of the most powerful tools that Allah Rabbul Izzat has left that can grant emancipation to that person in the qabr. Inshallah we will learn it. Inshallah, inshallah. And recite it at the same time. Recite it at the same time. The second sabab that can grant emancipation to a person in the grave is particular sicknesses. And a sickness that becomes chronic or a sickness that takes the life of a human being. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahumullah has mentioned in Sharh al-Sudur that a person that dies in a plague, a person that dies in a plague, many Sahaba, if you study the life of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, used to die in plagues. So the Prophet of Allah said, a person that dies in a plague, he does not complain and he applies the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat at that very, very sensitive time. Allah Rabbul Izzat will protect him from the Azab-e Qabr. Allah Rabbul Izzat will protect him from the fitan of the Qabr. So we can take this one step ahead. Some Muhaddithin have said that if a person dies suddenly, if a person dies because of a calamity and he was practicing the laws of Islam to the best of his ability, and at that certain time he did not complain but he displayed endurance, by this one hadith, inshallah, this person will be protected from the Azab-e Qabr. He will be protected from the sawal and the questioning in the Qabr. So those people, like a lot of sisters, they die at childbirth. The Prophet of Allah said that a lady that dies at childbirth, she is a martyr. She is a martyr. Because this is a tribulation, this is a testing from Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is a divine test. And she could only display sabr. So she displayed sabr. So it is very, very important that wherever we are, in whichever circumstance we are going through, we display sabr. And if we display sabr through the barakat of sabr, that is a very, very powerful tool. Inshallah, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant us success in both worlds. The third sabab is special times. Special times. There are special times in the lunar calendar. We know that the month of Ramadan is very, very special. We know that Yawmul Jumu'ah, Laylatul Jumu'ah is very, very special. So there is some ahadith indicating that if a person dies in these special times, he will be protected from the Adab-e Qabr. There is one hadith that comes to mind that is in Tirmizi, in which the Prophet of Allah said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوت يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمُعَةِ إِلَّا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ عَذَابَ الْقَبْرِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوت A Muslim who dies, يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمُعَةِ On the day of Jumu'ah or on the night of Jumu'ah. Now as we know that the time of a day or the time of Jummah starts from Maghrib. So it's from Maghrib to Maghrib. So last night, that was a Thursday, at the time of Maghrib, Yawmul Jumu'ah started. So the night comes before the day, according to the lunar calendar. The night comes before the day. So Yawmul Jumu'ah is from Maghrib to Maghrib. So if a person dies in the night or dies in the day, Yawmul Jumu'ah aw Laylatul Jumu'ah, the Prophet of Allah, Rabbul Izzat, has said, إِلَّا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ عَذَابَ الْقَبْرِ Allah, Rabbul Izzat, will protect this human being from the عَذَابِ qabr. But keep in mind, the Muhaddithin have commented upon this. They have done tafsir upon this, that if a person is living a life of sin, evil and vice, and he thinks that I die on Friday and I'll go straight to Jannah, Like there was a great, you could say a famous singer of Pakistan. She died on the 27th of Ramadan, on Laylatul Qadr. And one person came to me and he said that Noor Jahan, she died on Laylatul Qadr, will she go to Jannah? I said, Wallahu alam, Allah knows better. But it does not mean that if a person has lived all his life in evil and sin and he dies on these special days, he will go straight to Jannah. It does not make sense. But because these days are very, very important and we understand the importance of these days through these divine quotations and the ahadith of the Prophet of Allah, so the ulama have said that if a person was practicing to the best of his ability and he dies on these special days and special nights, it is a bonus. It is a bonus. It will increase his rank. It will increase his rank. So it is very, very important for my brothers and sisters and for myself and for the entire humanity to prepare for that special, special moment. It is a journey that everyone has to take. It is a journey that no one can avoid. It is a journey that is approaching us by every day that is ticking by and every night that is passing by. That journey is coming closer to us and one day we will be pushed into that journey. It is a transition from this dunya to the qabr and from the qabr to akhirah. And Allah Rabbul Izzat send salutations and rahmah upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has given us comprehensive teachings and has told us what tools we have to collect for every station. So my dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, try to prepare for the qabr. Do not forget the qabr. The Prophet of Allah said, "Man akhyasun nas wa ahzamun nas." Who is the most capable and intelligent person? And the Prophet of Allah said, "Aktharuhum dhikran lil maut, wa aktharuhum isti'adad lil maut, qabla nuzul lil maut. Ulaika humul akyas, zahabu bi sharaf al dunya wa karamat al akhirah." Capable and intelligent is that person who prepares for death before it overtakes him. And then the Prophet of Allah says something very beautiful, "Zahabu bi sharaf al dunya." Those people are known as capable and wise in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but "Zahabu bi sharaf al dunya," they have taken the nobility of this world. They have taken the nobility of this world. "Zahabu bi sharaf al dunya wa karamat al akhirah," and the dignity of akhirah. Allahumma ij'alna minhum wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.